Hey everyone, welcome. We are the ADH Doers. What do we do here? We are a bunch of ADHDers that just wanted to make great stuff so you can have ADHD and still kick ass at life. This is what we do. We make cool resources, and today we're talking about time management, because we ADHDers have a special relationship with time management and time in general, don't we? What is that about? So we thought we just make some toolboxes. Yeah, I'm Benno, by the way. Sorry, we are true ADHDers. We forget things too.
I'm Addy.
And that's Addy. And we've been a part of ADHDers for, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And we're just a group of people that want to make amazing resources for people. Mm-hmm. Today, we're doing time management because, listen, I hate time management. It's like the scariest thing. Like when someone says, like, oh, how's your time management skills? I could cry easily. And so I thought I'd bite the bullet. We're doing an episode on it. I thought I'd make a toolbox of the best skills. On ADHDoers.com, we got this course with this guy called Ari Tuckman. He's a psychologist that specializes in ADHD, and he specializes in time management for ADHD. Yeah. So I've been listening to his webinar that we have, because I was like, okay, I'm just going to finally... Now I've got emotional regulation a bit sorted, which I feel like is a massive part.
Just start working on the other things.
Yeah, it's like, okay, now my nervous system is more regulated. I can, like, point my attention and, like, do tasks. So time management. When I was researching it this week, one thing that came up is time management is more so emotion management. That's what the scientific studies say. Time management is emotional management. And Ari Tuckman makes this metaphor that focus is like being on a highway. When you're on a task, you're on a highway, and there's turnoffs there, but focus is like not turning off. Mm. And so I was like, okay, how do we make sure that we stay on the highway then? And I think that one thing that we were talking about last episode is that how ADHDers and people on the autistic spectrum like to see things from a bigger perspective. We kind of like to have that higher goal. And then once we have the higher goal, okay, we know what we're doing. We've got our North Star. And so what I've been doing in my experiments with time management is defining a long-term goal, or like a goal, so I have, like, I know what I'm doing. Like, for example, they say in flow states that when you make it a challenge, it's more engaging, the task. And so, like, for example, I've been practicing doing these long work sessions to stay motivated on one task at a time and not turn off on the highway. Mm. And I see how emotions come up. I see how technical problems come up, frustration comes up. And so this is what I mean by emotional management. It's like there's all of these emotional triggers, and if we suppress them or don't attend to them, I feel like they get stronger. And most of the time they're things like, you need to hydrate. You need to take a pee. Like, you know how we forget all of these basic needs all the time? I feel like part of staying focused and managing your time is kind of managing your emotions. And that's been like more and more, and taking care of those basic needs. Because I feel like if we are in a habit pattern for whatever reason that we're neglecting our basic needs or never learned to look out for them or to take care of them, they're going to like run the whole show, and they're going to make you frustrated and feel emotions more intensely, because they're just saying, they're like a little kid inside saying, hey, attend to me. So I've been almost like, this is part of my brain I've been training, that's like a parental figure that's like watching over me, that's like looking at all the feelings in my body. It's like, do I need to manage something? And it sets the tone for the task to just go really well, you know, because I've got this like caring person looking after my basic needs. I thought that was really interesting to see the scientific studies prove that, like, even procrastination, that procrastination is a...
For you, when you're talking about emotions, time management, are you meaning like managing your time to stay on a task?
Yeah, I define it like that. Like,
okay.
Time management, oh, I don't know. There's so many angles you can go on this. But for me, it's kind of like, can I sit down and do something and get it done?
Okay.
And like, can I break up my day into those chunks using what energy level is right for me?
Yeah. That's something else. Because I feel like most people, the way that they would think about the struggle that they have with time management, because like we asked the community, do you struggle with time management, and 100% said yes. And I think most people would think about it like getting between tasks or like getting between places and like running late for things, like that side of time management, because it's almost like the other side of, you know, that driving on the highway metaphor is like we have such a bad concept because of time blindness, right? Of understanding it, that we schedule our things so close together that it's like if we don't take that one exit off the highway, then we're stuck. And then we have to take the long way around, and then that's why we're always late for things. And so it's like we need to learn how to buffer in the time in between where you're traveling or getting ready or like getting motivated to do a task, which like that buffer is the hardest part, I think.
Ari Tuckman says that ADHD and time management is the difference between knowing something and doing something. And making those closer together, because I feel like we have all this information on our brains, but it just doesn't activate. And time, he defined time management as in using what you know and being aligned in what you know and carving up time on purpose to make sure you are following through with intentions and that you have intentions in mind rather than just reacting to what's like going on around you. Like we're so distractible that I feel like, you know, anything can take us off the highway of like what we're supposed to be doing. So I loved last week you said every week you write down what you're doing with your week. And I think that's a key point. I think I wanted to share that as like a quick tip, because Ari Tuckman, when I was doing his course, he was like, we know we're ADHDers too. He was like, we know that following through on things ain't so easy. And being consistent with managing your time is difficult. But he said, and I love this, he's like, we try these things and we have a book for it, or we have a phone app for it, and we do all these different things. And then we don't do it consistently. And he says, that's fine. And I love that, because he said, anything you do is good. Anything you do towards it is good. Anytime you frame your week, every time you try and be intentional, it's fine. And it's fine if those things aren't consistent.
Anytime you put something in your Google Calendar.
Yeah. Like that trigger you taught me of whenever there's something that's coming up for your diary, putting it in your calendar right away as a habit, that has been life changing. And I've benefited from that a lot. So thanks for that.
Aww.
You just do the Google thing, right? You say, hey, boo, doodle.
Yeah, moo, 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 home. Yeah.
Remind me tomorrow, or remind me this, that I have this on. I think that's so damn good. But I found this thing on Reddit that I really want to share. Okay?
Go for it.
It goes like this. Wait, I really want to... I made a jingle for this, and I'm going to fire it off. Are you ready? Here we go.
And we're about to read some things from Reddit. To see if we can read into it. Maybe pick up some insights to our mind. Reading some things from Reddit.
Okay, get ready for a fun fact download. Okay? Life pro tip, think of your day in terms of energy management in place of time management. What do you think of that? Right?
So, yeah.
Because there's different parts of the day where we have more energy than others. And when I was reading on the ADHD subreddits, a lot of people were like, I get a burst of energy in the morning and I get a burst of energy at night, like a cat. Like diurnal, they call it. Diurnal energy pattern. So you have this birth, I don't know. So what they recommend is observe when you have energy and when you don't, and put the tasks that require energy or the deep work hours in those periods. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
As an ADHD time management
tip. That's a good idea. Like, I sometimes think that I'm going to do stuff from like, I don't know, 3 to 4 p.m. And that's often when I just have like a dip. Like, I wake up 9:30, 10, and I have good work hours from like 11 to 1, I would say. And then I have a little dip, like 3-4 p.m. And so it's like, if I try and schedule stuff to do during that time, like, my brain is like, I don't want to. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, because I think sometimes when I'm in that natural energy dip, my brain says, it starts freaking out. It's like, oh no, I've lost my flow forever. I'm so rubbish. I'll never get anything done. And that's like the voice that plays. And I think just being aware that, okay, it's fine. We have natural dips in our energy level, like sometimes, and we can just use the energy times with the boost for our benefit. You know, it's like Mark, like you go over the boost, you're going to fly. But if you're just driving slow, it's fine. There'll be a boost coming. I like that. So I wanted to share this concept of deep work and talk a bit about it. It's, and I define it, there's this beautiful book by Cal Newport called Deep Work. And it's all about just being in flow and having periods of undistracted long time where you're not distracted by like phones or anything. But you can really like almost, it's like a hyper-focus opportunity, you could call it, for ADHDers. It's a time where you can do something, you have a singular goal, and all you need to do is work towards that over a long group of hours. And honestly, it's been game changing. I put my phone in another room. You know, I think of myself on a highway. I write a task that I define down. And then I cruise on that sweet highway. And I see myself when I need to go off. And sometimes it's like, oh, I need some water. I'm getting frustrated. I'm going to have a break. But having just that concept of deep work has been amazing. You know, these are the hours I'm going to take to do long-term things. So that's an amazing book, Deep Work by Cal Newport. And I also really wanted to recommend, this is honestly, like, I'd say it's the Bible for ADHD time management. Without the emotional parts, but like the practical steps. Getting Things Done by David Allen. Wow. Game changer book for ADHDers. Because it kind of like, the whole basic thing, if I could put it in a nutshell, is think of yourself like a Jedi. And in your mind, you have these loops that play, you know, like open tabs on your computer. And when a thought notification comes up, you can either just say, fuck off, or you can put it in your schedule to do in the future, or you can write it on a list. But the whole idea is you have something to do with that. You have some way to react to that thought so that you can make steps on it later. Like, you make the decision now so it never comes up again. Then you're living in this like Jedi Zen-like state where all the thought loops are closing and in where they should be. So, for example, if you need to bake a cake for, if I needed to bake a cake for my sister's birthday, let's say, and my sister's birthday is in a week. Instead of letting that notification come up like 16 times, distracting me from what I'm doing, I just would make one
in your bullet journal for Wednesday.
Boom. So you don't have to think one thought. You just, or I do a little Google reminder and I say, can you pop up
on the day that you actually need to bake?
Yeah. Or the day I need to get ingredients. And
So
I thought that's breakthrough. Another amazing factoid that I learned from that book is something I call the check-in. So let's say that you are kind of like overwhelmed. You've got so much on your plate. It's a new year. You need to sort out all these goals or whatever. He says, this. He says, write down everything you want to do in one huge list, 100 things. Write it all out. And then once you've made that list, on the right-hand side, like, you've got two columns. You've got all your list, and on just to the right of it, you write down the first practical physical step that takes less than 5 minutes for each of those things. And what that means is, like, I feel like I'm always looking for, like, the optimum thing to do. And I think that what that means, what it makes it is makes the next step really easy. It's like you're kind of like shining up the first step and making it all juicy, making it more primed to like take action on, because it's just, it makes your whole mind focus on just the action point. And that's what Ari Tuckman has been saying, is that ADHDers neglect just the action point, like the very thing that moves the needle, the actual like, the next physical thing is all you need to think about. And so, for example, I would do, let's say that I want to become a chess champion. I write that down. To the right of it, what's the next physical step?
Chessboard.
Browse Amazon for chessboards. You know, like, I'm not going to pick a come. Or scroll YouTube for chess inspiration. Or, you know,
sign
do
up
some
to one of those
time.
Online chess competitions.
Play a chess song and really get into the groove. I don't know, whatever it is for you. But it, what it means is I just love that it focuses on what is the next action point. And that's all you think about. And I think that that's been very empowering for me, because I know how to, like, make it move forward instead of just worrying about how I feel or getting too overwhelmed with all the steps. I'm always, do you do this too, where you just look at the mountain instead of just the next step?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
I've gotten a lot better about it. Yeah, for sure.
Because I think that it's the way we think sometimes. We're thinking of everything at once. We're considering all the factors at every step of the process. And so this methodology in getting things done and deep work is just think about the very next action point only, and you will always know what to do. And I think that we are good at finding our way along that way.
Yeah, the part of time management that you've struggled with is like figuring out what to do with your time, or like having set time to do things as opposed to just like living in free flow state constantly.
Yeah.
Is that what you find? Yeah. Whereas I feel like for me, like, I'm not hyper scheduled. I don't have like everything, but then I have one job that's outside of the house, and then I play sports, and then I see friends. And then, like, for me, it's that struggle of finding time to, I wouldn't have the time. I don't really have time to free flow or like to get into deep work. I feel like that idea of deep work, I'd be like, but I would forget that I have something else on, and then I'd get stuck. And I guess that's like, yeah, you can put your phone outside the room, but if you have like a Google Home or something, I suppose you can set an alarm to like remind you to get out of it.
You are time blocking your time, which is, it's amazing.
A bit, yeah, a bit. And sometimes
you do that
I do
with
even
your phone?
Like, yeah, phone or like work calendar or something like that.
And you do that for everything?
And my bullet journal. I put most things in my phone. Yeah, I have like 5 or 6 different calendars that are all synced.
And you
in different colors.
So you can turn them on and off. Like, you can turn off training, for example, for underwater hockey. That is a real sport.
I mean, in theory, yeah. If I like, I had my underwater hockey training, because like there's some stuff, for example, like my training, it was like I'd have a work meeting in the day and I'd have like hockey's always at the same time. But if I wanted to go to the gym, that was one of those things where it was flexible and I could just slot it into a time where I had like 2-3 hours spare or something. But sometimes that's the struggle, is that I'd get caught up and then I'd be like, oh, now I don't have time to go to the gym.
What are your different calendars then? So you've got different calendars, and you've got like a sports calendar, let's say, and then you have fat, like a food calendar or something. What are your different
ones? I have my personal calendar. I have tasks, which is kind of like all the same thing. I have the contracting job that I do. I have ADH doers. I have my counseling.
And they're all color coded.
My other job that I do in person. Yeah, they're like, I don't know if you can see that.
Wow, it's all beautiful. Wow, I look up to you in awe at your time management ability. What?
Well,
you have to teach me. What the hell?
Like,
and you were like, Ben, you can lead the time management podcast. F you, Addy. You know how to do it. F you. What the hell?
No, it's because you're so interested in it right now and you've been like doing this course. But also then my problem is that I'm like, oh, I can totally get to that. Like, today I had my ASL class because I'm learning American Sign Language, and it was from 5:30 p.m. till 7 p.m. And then I booked a yoga class that was from 7:15 p.m. till 8:15 p.m. because I forgot that we had this at our normal time.
Yeah, yeah.
And the yoga class is a 20-minute bike ride away, and I booked it to start 15 minutes after my other class. And so I had to leave my one class early, and I still got to the other one late. Because I'm like, this is the thing, I like, again, just don't schedule in the buffer time between things. Like, I
Journey
forget
time.
That, like,
Oh, that's the golden. Well, let me tell you some things about time management, Adamina. It's one thing I have learned. It's called buffer time is amazing. And I just, I don't know, you know this already. So what, you know, I just slide in 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. But, yeah. But I don't know, why is it hard for us?
Because what even is life. Time?
Yeah, what is
it's a made up concept?
The concept of time does not exist. Society, stop trying to force us to do so. Here's my tip on time management: run away to the woods. Forget time living exists. Look at the sun forever. The sun tells you the time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm the worst person to ask. But I do actually have good fun facts, and I want to share. But I think this is the real thing. We need to talk about ADHD. It's the inner rage you're having to go along with time. Never! When you finally surrender to time management, here's a fun fact for you. Okay, lol. That's what I should say at this point. Okay. I wanted something to say to myself to say, like, how do I always stay on track? So a question I was reflecting on, and the thing I eventually came up with was, ask yourself, every opportunity you get, am I fully immersed in the task right now and minimizing distractions?
Mm.
And then I do that all the time now. And I realize, no, I'm not fully immersed in the task. I am washing up and chopping potatoes for the week for some reason. Nope.
Yeah.
But it's good. I'll finish this task and I'll return. So I thank my brain for like asking myself if I'm immersed or not.
Mm-hmm.
I love that check-in though with getting things done. Checking in with yourself, writing down everything, and then like writing down next to it the next practical task. That is amazing. Ari Tuckman's thing, defining a long-term goal, it's amazing. So you asked the community, tell me about your time management skills.
Yeah.
How'd that go? 100 people right. said, help me. So... time management's really hard. Yeah, I feel you.
Here's a couple of things that people have said. So, Charlotte, I asked, what tips do you have for time management? Charlotte said, I set alarms on my phone for basically every task throughout the day. I literally set an alarm to wake up, get out of bed, eat breakfast, brush my teeth, and so on and so on. It really helps me to keep on track or at least remind me that if I have other tasks to do that day, if I get stuck in a hyperfixation.
Wow. Wow. So they made their whole day with little alarms. That's cool.
Yeah.
I would value that. Like to have a little thing on my watch when I wake up. Well, I should wake up the same time every day. I don't at the moment. But if I had a watch and it could vibrate like ding, time to brush your teeth.
Yeah, what happened to your watch?
Yeah, I know that last time we talked about time management, I was like, oh, I got a vibrating watch. Well, I don't have a watch anymore. It's in a box right now. It's living its own life. I didn't like being told what to do. That's the truth.
That's the thing is like... the alarms work until you get bored of them. And then you're like,
frustrated. Because I feel like deep down, we've got to do some therapy to be like, oh, this relationship I had with my mother is affecting my self-discipline because I don't like being told what to do. So I've got to like design this loving voice inside that tells me how to do things in a loving way without beating myself up. That's been good. Who knew? Mm. Time management? Just do some therapy. Therapy is the ultimate tip.
What are some other things that people have said?
I'm ranting. You triggered me because of time management.
They said five different agendas/apps. What did I say? Multiple calendars all synced up. I still struggle like hell, but at least I get to manage doing stuff in the end.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we struggle like hell, but we get it done. That's true.
Yeah.
To be honest, I feel like most of it is like you get frustrated. And you have the skill to calm yourself down or just take a break or to shower or to ground in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give yourself the time to think about it without emotion. Yeah.
Alexandra said, I'm purposely planning more time for tasks. So when I do finish them with some time left, I feel like I've beat a new high score and it makes me happy and motivated to do more tasks. Kind of tricking my brain.
Double the dopamine. Wait, can you say that again so I can really take it in? I was daydreaming.
They said, I plan more time for the task. So if you say like, okay, I'm going to do the dishes, it's going to take me 20 minutes, but then plan that it's going to take you 30 minutes. And then when you get it done in 20, you're like,
and then you get a win. Actually, you know, there's so much to be said about starting the day with a task that's easy and winning it. And then you get that dopamine rush. Because I feel like, I don't know, I have this thing that's happening where I've been addicted to like scrolling. I've been getting all my dopamine from scrolling. And then suddenly I've started doing tasks and completing them. And the dopamine hit is way higher or way more like wholesome than the little drip feeding you get from Reddit.
Yeah, the apps is so bad.
So I feel like
so addictive.
And having little rewards when I get tasks done. Like I get a little can of seltzer or something when I get things done. And that's been great. I feel like it taps into the how you're supposed to use dopamine, you know, and what it's actually for. It's like you don't have the nice treat now. You know, just wait after the task. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to do the task. There's no, what do they say about Minecraft? They're like, there's no satisfaction without the pain or something. Or that, like, you won't, like, fuck, I can't remember it. Ignore me. No, I'll come back next episode with that thing.
I saw a meme recently that was like, I don't know why people make fun of games like Stardew Valley and Minecraft. It's like, maybe you just need to build a little farm and listen to some nice music and chill out.
Yeah. I love it. You know what? Here's a cool tip that I want to actually share in the middle of nowhere. It is play Minecraft and listen to audiobooks or listen to audiobooks and cycle. Hybrid.
Is that what you listen to while you're playing Minecraft? Is audiobooks?
Yeah. And I read in inverted commas.
That's why you read, that's why you get so many books done because you're like listening to them while you're Minecraft.
Hell yeah.
I try still and read like real physical books because I don't have time in my life to listen to audiobooks.
Yeah. Yeah. But well, you can do it doing other things. Like I try and do a task in Minecraft that doesn't require any thought, or like I run around in like Zelda too. But like if I'm like mining in Minecraft, it's so repetitive. It's like Zen-like, or I'm like just farming or like hitting up some corn. You know, I'm like 3 hours deep in a book and I'm really listening to the book. It's like when you listen to a podcast while driving, you're like a bit distracted, but like you're in this Zen-like state where you're absorbing in all the information, I feel.
Yeah, I guess something like for me, I commute by cycling, and so, like, I have to actually pay attention to do that, and so then I'm not really listening to the book, and then I feel like I don't take it in.
Yeah.
And, or, like, I don't really have things in my day that require, that are mindless.
Well, you did your yin yoga. Tell me about your yin yoga.
I did yin yoga.
Because I think this deserves a mention.
That is mindfulness, I think. Or, like, you know, it's just putting you in this, if you want to just second time, but I went to a different yoga studio because I've got class pass, and I went to one last week with a friend, and it was so funny. The instructor was like, now we're going to sit down and yin yoga, you hold your poses for one. She's like, I'm not going to talk too much throughout this. She literally talked through the whole fucking thing, and then she was all like, and it's gonna, this pose, it's gonna work your spleen, da, 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 da. And then it was just like such a thing. But today, the guy barely talked. He was chill about me getting in 5 minutes late. He just like came over, gave me the cushion, was very relaxed about it. And then he would just let us, like, it was warm in the room. There was nice chill music playing. And he's like, just take big long breaths. And basically, you're just like lying down and hugging a cushion. It's fucking great.
Because when I started talking to Addy before we started, I felt how calm you were. And I was like, wow, I've never felt you with this chill. Because honestly, we were doing a podcast last week and some of the comments were like, this high intensity emotion. Like, I know I did the mindfulness one. I was so caffeinated. It was so important to me that I was like, all like stumbling over my words and really high intense. It was like the least calm episode on mindfulness ever. So I felt like,
so you need to go do some yin before you. Like,
should we do the podcast just really calm and nice and relaxing as a vibe, because we ADHDs need that.
Should we try and do some ASMR?
Hello, everybody. Anyway, we'll stop whispering at you. We'll just give you lots of love. Well, we're done for. That was a quick little rant about, I don't know. I do feel like having a regulated nervous system helps, because You're not so distracted with anxiety. You know, you're not your prefrontal cortex can stay online and you're thinking and you can plan because you're not triggered into emotional frustration.
You're not in fight or flight mode and constant stress and like running between things all the time.
Yeah. Mode. So it's relevant to this conversation on time management. We love you very much, everybody. Go to ADHDoers.com to get your resources on ADHD. It's pay as you feel, which is great. We wanted to support as many people as we possibly can. And on the time management journey.
Over on Instagram?
On your time management
ADHD
journey, give us a follow. We are amazing co-hosts. We love you so much. Bye.